Quiet, please. We don't want him to hear you.
Hear me? I'm going out there so he can see me. It's Eugene and Katrina.
Wait, you can't.
I have to. I'm his friend.
Because you're his friend, you won't.
I don't understand.
You will.
Okay, they're gone.
Whit, what's going on here?
Eugene and Katrina have come home?
A week ago.
Why didn't you tell us?
They didn't want me to.
Not even us?
Not even you. But after your little visit here last night...
You knew we were here? Where were you hiding?
Right here in the control room.
So you saw us come in on one of those security cameras?
Just like tonight.
Those things give me the creeps. So are you going to tell us what's going on or not?
Well, now that I have Eugene's and Katrina's permission, yes. But it has to stay with us.
Okay.
Eugene has amnesia.
What? You mean like in the movies when you can't remember anything at all?
Well, he can remember things before he came to Odyssey. And everything he's learning now. But nothing about his life after he first came to Odyssey.
But how did that happen?
Well, that's a little more complicated.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. If this is going to be a long story, you better make a pot of coffee.
I think we're going to need two. And so that's why he came back, to see if I could help him restore his memory. Dr. Foster here has been working with me.
So you're a good guy?
I'd like to think so.
Yeah, but Whit, I don't understand how... Now, hang on a second. Hello? Oh, yeah, I know it's morning. I'll be home in a little while. You'll never believe it. Eugene's back. It's Maud.
Hi, Maud.
Yeah, I just found out this morning. She's real excited. Can she listen in?
Yeah, I suppose, though she can't tell anyone about it.
Not a word, Maud. No, not even to Dolores. Go ahead, Whit. I'll just hold the phone up here.
Okay. Well, the program we've been using is a memory stimulator.
Can I explain something to Maud?
Yeah.
Yeah, she missed the first part, you know. You see, Maud, Eugene lost his memory. No, not like Uncle Pete. He didn't get kicked by a cow. Now, Eugene was working on a top-secret project to help make radios out of brainwaves.
No, Bernard, it was to convert brainwaves to radio waves.
Leave it to me, Connie. You'll only confuse her. Well, anyway, Eugene was doing this top-secret project, but what he didn't know was that the whole thing was a sneaky trick by an evil company to do mind control on... No, not mime control, Maud. Mind control. Right, like Aunt Gertrude. Yeah. Anyway, when Eugene figured out what was going on, he left Odyssey with the research and Katrina, and they got married and traveled around the world until they thought they were safe, and after that they went to Wisconsin.
Washington, D.C.
Right, Washington, D.C., to the National Health Institute.
Institute of Health.
Exactly. And that's where Eugene started back with his top-secret research to convert the, what you call, with the jacuzzi.
Brain waves to radio waves. Give me the phone. Maud, this is Connie. Hi. Listen, Eugene worked on the research in Washington, but they couldn't get it to work. And on the night before he thought he was about to have a major breakthrough, the government took away their support of the program and made them stop experimenting. Well, Eugene was so upset that he went back to the lab that night and experimented on himself. Everything went wrong and the machine erased his memory. I'm not kidding. So Eugene and Katrina came back to Odyssey so Whit could help him get it back.
Could I have my phone back, please? I'm supposed to be telling this story.
Bye, Maud. Here.
Oh, thank you. Well, anyway, Maud, actually, that's it. Connie hogged the whole thing.
You weren't telling her right.
I was giving the information on a must-know basis.
Just like a man.
Listen, Maud? Wake up, Maud. Well, never mind. Goodbye. Chances are she wouldn't understand half of it anyway. It's all so crazy.
What's so crazy about it?
Are you kidding? This stuff is straight out of a bad TV series. And I know about such things. Weird science experiments, government projects, a desperate attempt to do the impossible, and they always make the hero lose his memory when they can't think of anything else to do with him.
Oh, how sweet.
What is?
He just called Eugene a hero.
Oh, brother.
Well, whether it sounds crazy or not, it's what we're dealing with. Now I have to figure out what to do next.
Don't you mean we? I'm not here as an innocent bystander, you know. After Eugene and Katrina abruptly took off from Washington, the director asked me to look into his case personally. I've chased them across the country to try to help.
So what do you think? What can we do if his memory's erased?
Well, looking over Eugene's files and Mr. Whitaker's work from the past week, I don't believe his memory's actually erased. It's just dormant.
You better explain that, Doctor.
It's like a computer hard drive that's developed a glitch and won't let Eugene access the information. It's there. He's simply not getting to it.
You're speaking Eugene's language, Doc, but try it in English for the rest of us.
Whatever Eugene did to himself, he didn't physically damage his brain. Somehow, he locked up his memory. It happens in cases of a particular kind of trauma. The trick now is to find the key that'll open the door.
That's why they came back to Odyssey. They'd hoped that being here, the place where he was the happiest, would help his memories to return. And I thought I could configure the imagination station to help stimulate those memories.
And you've done an impressive job.
Well, impressive, but not effective. He's adding to his knowledge of people, places, times, events, but he hasn't added to his actual memories. I'm stumped.
Well, what can we do, Whit? Now that we know, I mean, we can't just sit by.
Well, they say a blow to the head sometimes helps.
I have a shovel in my truck.
Will you guys be serious for just a minute? Tell us what to do, Whit.
Oh, I wish I could, Connie, but right now I just don't know. I'll tell Eugene and Katrina you're in on their little secret, but beyond that, I...
Well, can I go visit them?
I'll ask. But I don't want everyone barging in on them at once.
Oh, we know better than that. Connie. Hi, Katrina. Here's a coming home present.
What is it?
It's my world-famous tuna surprise casserole.
Oh, surprise?
Yeah, there's actually no tuna in it. That's the surprise.
Come in, I'll put this in the kitchen.
Okay. Oh, nice cabin. It's very rustic. Great moose heads.
Yeah, not the decoration of choice.
Well, you look great, Mrs. Meltzner.
Oh, thank you. You haven't changed.
Oh, I don't change. You should know that by now. Oh, this is ridiculous. You're an old friend, and I don't know why I feel so weird.
Because it is weird. Maybe it'll help if we act like old friends.
Okay. Welcome home, Katrina!
Thank you. Oh, I'm so sorry about all the secrecy.
It's gotta be really hard for you. I mean, how are you doing with, you know, his not remembering?
I'm coping. We'll talk about it sometime, but I know you want to see him.
That's him playing the ukulele, right?
None other. Oh. Oh, hello, Tom.
Katrina?
Oh.
Well, long time no see.
Oh, yes, come in.
Howdy, Connie. I thought that was your car outside. What are you doing here?
I brought a casserole.
How nice. Is Eugene around?
He's on the back porch.
Tom, you know it said not to barge in on him all at once.
I'm not barging in. Am I barging in, Katrina?
No, two of you shouldn't be a problem. Well.
Oh, hi there, Katrina. Welcome back to Odyssey.
Oh, Bernard.
I just happened to be in the area, and I thought I'd do a complimentary job on your windows.
Oh.
Oh, well, look who else is here.
Hi, Bernard.
Yes, what a coincidence.
Yeah, coincidence. You know, Whit says...
It's all right, Connie. I'm sure he'll be happy to see all three of you. Eugene?
Oh, guests.
Hi, Eugene.
Miss Constance Kendall. A pleasure to see you again.
Yeah. Can I hug you?
Oh, well, if you insist. And, Mr. Tom Riley.
That's me. And look at you, live and in person. Oh, it's good to see you again, Eugene.
Yes. And Mr. Bernard Walton.
At your service, although a handshake will suit me. I don't hug well.
Oh, of course.
Would you all like something to drink?
A lemonade would be ideal, Katrina. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Yes.
Okay, I'll be right back.
So, here you are.
Broadly speaking, yes. Though I seem to have left part of me somewhere else.
Yeah, I guess you did. That's funny, Eugene.
Oh, is it?
No, not really.
Whit told us what happened. And now listen, we're going to do whatever we can to help you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can count on that. We'll have your memory shiny and new like the display windows on the front of Greenblatt's department store.
Well, thank you, I think.
I brought my new squeegee and bucket.
Oh?
Yeah, they're pretty spiffy. Better than the old ones, you know. No, not that you'd remember.
Bernard?
Well, I mean, not that anyone would remember them. I didn't mean you specifically.
You've sure got a nice view from up here, Eugene.
Oh, indeed. It's most restorative.
I remember hunting rabbits up here before they put in all those cabins. In fact, do you remember when we... forget I said anything. No, I mean...
No.
I didn't mean to...
It isn't necessary to second-guess your words, Mr. Riley.
Oh.
I'm not self-conscious about my condition, although I'm rather embarrassed it's happened to me. Talk about whatever you like. Ask me whatever you wish.
So, you really don't remember anything at all about Odyssey?
Unfortunately, no.
And even though you're looking right at us, you don't remember us at all?
No, I don't. I have the facts of who you are, but not the memory.
So I'm a complete blank to you?
Well, you're a person about whom I know a few things, but I don't actually remember you.
And you don't remember staying at my house or our road trip across the country?
Not at all.
Huh.
Not even when I taught you to drive?
I don't remember, I'm sorry to say.
That's amazing.
Mm. It's depressing.
Depressing? Yes, I suppose it should be. Although it's rather academic, since I don't have the memory to remember what I've forgotten and thus suffer emotional loss over what I've forgotten.
Well, you still talk like Eugene.
Because I am Eugene.
Oh.
I don't know what to say.
Interesting.
Why?
Well, because my knowledge of you is that you are never at a loss for words.
Oh.
I have an idea. Each of you should take turns and tell me more about yourselves.
Like what?
Well, anything that'll increase my knowledge of you. You could begin, Miss Kendall.
Well, I don't know where to start.
Well, how about your interests, hobbies, goals in life?
I'd like to hear about those.
I can't. Hmm? I can't talk to you like we're complete strangers. But we are, aren't we? I'm a stranger to you.
Well, yes.
But how? I mean, after all we've been through...
Now, take it easy, Connie.
I can't take it easy.
Oh, please don't be upset.
But it's you and it's me and you don't remember at all.
Now, Connie.
Miss Kendall.
Here's your lemonade.
I'm sorry, but I gotta go.
Connie.
What can I say?
Don't worry, Eugene.
I'll talk to her.
That's all right, Tom. I'd like to talk to her.
Yeah, well, is it my turn now?
Connie.
I don't know how you do it.
One moment at a time. With a lot of tears and a lot of prayer.
I'm so, so sorry.
Me too.
I'm just gonna have a good cry now, just to get it over with. Okay.
I think I'll join you.
Oh, good dream. There must be something we can do. There must be some way to get him back.
Well, Dr. Foster says he has an idea.
Hi, Connie. What's the box for?
Well, it's a little of my own form of memory stimulation.
Oh.
Dr. Foster said it was worth trying anything we could think of, right?
Well, within reason, sure, but you'll have to get in line.
Why?
Well, Tom and Bernard are in my office with Eugene right now.
Oh, doing what?
Talking to him about the past, trying to help him remember.
Great. That's just what he needs.
Hmm.
This is fascinating. Tell me more about myself.
You're a very down-to-earth fellow, isn't he, Bernard?
Absolutely. Easy to know, easy to talk to.
Plain speaking.
Very plain speaking. Hmm.
And I actually use the word howdy in my normal speech?
Well, I'm not saying you use the word a lot, but...
Guys!
Connie!
No, hi there.
Howdy.
What are you doing?
Eugene was asking us about himself, and we were
you
just...
You know, we're trying to bring him back, not remake him.
Sure.
Well,
remake me?
Never mind. Look, here, I brought in some pictures.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I've perused several dozen photographs, all to no avail.
Yeah, but you haven't looked at these.
Miss Kendall, are you certain this is a good idea? I wouldn't want you to be distressed again.
I won't be distressed because you're going to remember. Okay, here we are at Wits End. See? You were about to have dinner with Katrina and her dad. That's why you're all dressed up. I helped you out a lot with Katrina, by the way.
Oh, did you?
In fact, you probably never would have married her if it hadn't been for me.
Oh, brother.
Well, maybe we should have Katrina come here to confirm your facts.
Yeah, and Eugene doesn't use big words either. Oh, here's a picture of you at my graduation.
Mm-hmm.
Anything?
Well, I'm afraid not.
Okay, how about this one? It's you, me, Tom, and Whit at Tom's farm.
Nothing.
Look closer at the pictures, Eugene. I'm sure it'll come back.
Come to think of it, you've hardly ever come out to my farm, Eugene.
But he would still remember it.
Wait.
What?
Wait. You're a farm. You have a farm.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
With some sort of conference center or camp.
Yes!
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I recall that it was named after someone important to you.
Yes!
Oh,
That's right, Tom. My son, Timothy.
Timothy, yes, of course.
Uh-huh. You're remembering!
Yes, I believe I am. It's still disjointed, but yes, I remember.
Oh, this is great! I knew you could do it!
Good job, Eugene.
Well, they were my pictures.
You know, we should tell Whit and Dr. Foster.
Oh, perhaps we should
refrain from... I'll be
right back. Hey, Steve.
Oh, this is good, Eugene. You're making progress.
Yes, progress.
This is significant, Eugene.
Well, to be honest, I didn't really think looking at pictures would help.
Oh, well, one never knows.
Well, I guess not. Congratulations, anyway.
Thank you.
So, what happens now, Doctor? How do we reinforce what happened?
Well, more of the same. Looking at photos open the door even a crack, then we should keep going.
Mm. Oh, well, you see...
In fact, there may be a way to intensify the process through the imagination station.
We could try.
I need to call in a report to my office.
No, wait, Dr. Foster.
What's wrong, Eugene?
I'm sorry. I was being impulsive and had hoped to be, well, encouraging.
What are you talking about?
Well, everyone was trying so hard, wanting to be helpful. And though I've only known all of you for a short time, technically speaking... I have sensed the deep affection we once shared, and so I...
So you what, Eugene?
I lied.
Lied? About what?
Well, I didn't actually remember anything about Mr. Riley's farm today. I pretended to remember, using information you'd given me about the creation of the Timothy Center.
Why, Eugene?
Well, to encourage everyone. To give some glimpse of hope, so as not to let you down any further.
Oh, Eugene... You're not letting us down. We're your friends. We want you to be well. Mm. We'll do whatever we can for as long as we can.
Yes, I've noticed, which has caused part of my pain.
Your pain?
I made the foolish assumption that I would not miss what I could not remember. But it is now apparent that I'm missing out on so much. Knowing you as I once did, it's a terrible ache, a desperate longing. I really must succeed in restoring my memory, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, we're doing our best, Eugene.
There is one thing we haven't tried.
Hold on, Dr. Foster.
What haven't you tried?
No.
It may be risky.
I'll do it.
No, but it uses some of the same technology that hurt you to begin with.
I'll do it anyway.
Eugene, please.
I don't care, Mr. Whittaker. I want my life back.
All right. All right, let's round everyone up. Thanks for coming, everyone. I closed down the shop so we'd have a little more privacy.
What's this all about, Whit?
Dr. Foster and I have done some work on the imagination station that we thought would be helpful.
The imagination station? Well, I thought that didn't work.
Yes, and no. My mistake was that I thought by using the imagination station to stimulate Eugene's mind with certain facts about the past, that it would also trigger his memory.
Like my pictures.
Well, actually, no.
No?
Sorry.
Connie, fact and memory entail two different processes in the workings of the mind.
Yes, so, Eugene, while your brain is as absorbent as ever, you're picking up knowledge about all of us at a rapid pace, the facts haven't been able to feed your imagination, to create the experience, instinct, and intuition that make up memories.
You know, I know you're speaking English, Whit, but I don't understand a word you're saying.
I'm talking about relationship, Bernard.
Oh. You're not going to get a relationship out of a machine, Whit. You know that. It has no heart.
No, but you do. We all do.
What are you talking about exactly?
Eugene's relationship isn't with the machine, it's with us. Now, what would happen if we could plug all of us into the imagination station and download our memories of Eugene?
You can do that?
Yes.
In essence, we're going to convert your brain waves into radio waves so they'll work through the imagination station system, and then convert them back into brain waves so Eugene can receive them.
Wait a minute, Doctor. That's Eugene's technology.
Wait. You mean it's the same technology that messed up Eugene's memory in the first place?
Not the same, Tom. When Eugene was at the NIH, he didn't have the right combination to make the technology work properly. With this program and the Imagination Station, we do.
Do you mean to say that you and Mr. Whitaker successfully made the conversion?
I tested it on myself, Eugene.
That's amazing.
Oh, I don't know. Is it safe, Whit?
Well, I tried it myself with no problems or side effects.
Well, sounds to me like you're doing your mad scientist thing again.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all, Whit.
Well, if it'll help Eugene, then I'll do it. Where do you plug me in?